Hi, I'm John Hernandez, and I'm interviewing Jesse Melendez in his home in Dallas, Texas. Today is November the 18th, 1987.
What is your first memory of your childhood?
Oh, that was when I was about 6 years old. When I was starting to school.
What was your family's occupation?
Huh?
What was your family's work? What did they do for a living? Your family, your mother and dad?
Farmers.
Describe your brothers and sisters.
Well, there were six of us. Four boys, two girls.
How were they? You know, how each one at? Can you name your brothers and sisters and, you know, describe how they act with you?
How they acted?
How they were close, if they were close to you and stuff?
Yeah, we was a close family. Helped one another. We were raised like this, helped one another.
What were your chores around the house?
Chores around the house?
Yes, sir.
Oh, clean up the yard, feed the stock, and all such as that. Let's go come out there too, huh?
Yes, sir. What kind of games or sports did you play?
Ragball and marbles.
Where'd you play them? Where did your friends play? Where'd y'all ever meet to play marbles and stuff?
In the yard. House, yard.
Describe one of your teachers you had at school.
Now that's a hard question. Teachers. And my teacher, Miss Nellibert. I remember her. She was a real nice teacher. She was strict, but she'd help all strict.
Did you ever play hooky?
I didn't lie. I was too afraid.
Did you ever play any tricks on somebody, like on Halloween, you and your friends?
No. I was too afraid to get out there.
What were your dreams as a child? What did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, I didn't have no dreams. I just took life as it came.
What did your mom do for headaches? Yes, sir.
Oh, she'd use some, give some much tea, stuff like that.
For stomach aches?
Yeah, same thing. She used herbs for everything.
Even what about fevers?
Yeah. She'd made tonic out of all them herbs. He'd go out of the yard, pick up a bunch of stuff.
And when you had a toothache?
When you had a toothache, but she pulled it out.
As an adult, what was your main occupation?
Huh?
As an adult, what was your main occupation?
Labor, work.
Where?
Huh?
Where?
Anywhere I could get a job.
Describe your first work.
Unstacking lumber. In a sawmill. Shipping.
What was your favorite job that you had?
Huh?
What was your favorite job?
My favorite job?
That you had?
Driving grocery wagon. Delivery wagon. Delivering groceries.
How's pay?
Huh?
How was your pay?
How was the pay?
How was your pay? Was it good?
Yeah, 10 cents an hour.
Where did you live when you were married?
Richie and Davo. This is where I married, this is where I live.
Who are your children, and what were your hopes for them?
I ain't got no children.
Who was the president when you were married?
When I married? I don't remember. I keep up with
him. Do you remember a president? Hmm? Do you remember any president?
Eisenhower.
Describe him. How was this? How'd you think? What'd you think about Eisenhower?
I didn't like him.
What things did he do that you didn't like?
I didn't like the way he carried on the business.
Did he get into war problems?
Yeah.
How about President Hoover?
Hoover, well, he... I was kind of small then. One caused the depression.
Hello.
That's really called the armadillo's hula pigs. People would go out and catch them and eat them.
And President Roosevelt?
Well, he done pretty good. Roosevelt, he was all right. He raised us up, brought us out of the depression.
How was work during the depression, before the depression?
Well, there wasn't too much work. It was, had what they called the WPA, the boys to go in if they wanted to.
And during the depression?
Huh?
How was work during the depression?
That's what I said, during the depression. Men didn't have nothing to eat, didn't have no job, nothing like that. People just live off whatever they could.
How was your life during the depression? How was your life during the depression?
It was hard.
Describe one of the days in the depression.
Huh?
Describe one of your days in depression.
One of my days in depression?
Yes, sir.
Well, one day, me and my brother-in-law, we'd go out and cut cordwood, and they'd pay us for vegetables or smoked meat, something like that. Just a little of that.
What's your opinion on Social Security?
I think it's all right.
Do you think a depression can happen again?
Yeah, it could. Could happen. If they don't straighten it up.
Was the temple industry good or bad for Dabaugh?
It good.
Why?
Because it created a whole lot of jobs. Helped people. Well, they're good to them. They're good to the people that work for them.
Describe what you did during World War One.
I was still a baby.
World War II.
I was in the Air Force. Refueling, you know.
How was the war?
It was tough.
Are you proud of what of your service for your country?
Yeah.
Describe your feeling about your duty in the service.
My being in the service.
Describe your feeling.
Well, I was drafted. I didn't want to go. But they drafted me, and I had to go. And then, after I went and come back, I realized that I'd done a good job.
Are you proud?
Yep. Had a whole lot of them didn't want to go. They called them poor elves.
Did you dislike them?
Yeah. How come they couldn't go?
How about the Vietnam War?
I didn't have nothing to do with that. That was a different war. And I don't think it was justified in sending the boys over there.
Did you do anything, you know, strike?
Working here in Davao during the Vietnam War.
Describe some of the news that's on TV during the Vietnam War. Hmm? Describe some of the news that's describe some of the news that was on the TV during the
week. That was ever dead news about the Vietnam War. You see what they killed and what they do this and what they do that. Then they claimed they weren't going to send no more boys, and that's the first thing they do, they send some more. The government just sent them over. Some of them get killed, some of them took prisoners. So, just couldn't tell where they're going or coming. And they still got some of them.
Now, going back to your childhood, what did you and your friends, what do you remember that you and your friends did?
Huh?
What do you remember most that you and your friends did when you were little, back in your childhood?
Oh, what we did? We'd go to swimming in the river.
Did you ever get caught? What was it?
No, it was free.
You didn't have to ask permission?
No.
Did you ever,
The parents give us permission, we take off.
Did you ever play any tricks or disobey your parents and got in big trouble?
No. We weren't allowed to do that.
We didn't
want to hurt nobody.
Your brother, you don't remember if your brother or sister did something that they really got in trouble for?
My brothers and sisters. My parents were strict on us.
What was your favorite book when you were a child?
Hmm?
What was your favorite book when you were a child?
Favorite book?
Yes, sir.
It was let me see. Wasn't too many books. All the books we read was Cooper and the Bible. Most of the Bible.
In your neighborhood, did you ever think that, that there was a house that you thought was spooky? Had a that the lady living there or a man that was a witch?
No.
And they had nobody in your neighborhood like that?
You lived in company house. Company furnished.
If you were to, go back, what would you change? If you was to go back in time, what would you change of your life?
Well, I don't know. I can't remember what I'd change.
Are you proud of what you did during your, how you did in life?
Yeah, I'm proud to get up old as I am. How I live back then.
What are your hobbies now?
Sitting around reading books.
Can you name any of your girlfriends that you had when you were little?
I didn't have no girlfriend. When I was little.
When did you get your first car?
1939.
How did you feel when you did your car? Did you go around, take it around town for a long time?
No. Me and my brothers, baby brothers, we just ride around.
How'd you treat your car? Did you you wash it every day? Like it was, had to keep it clean? And
no. I let them keep it clean. I make them keep it clean for riding with me.
What do you think of children nowadays? What do you think of children nowadays?
I think they just loose. Parents ain't taking care of them like each other. Parents should be home with them. Teach them. Make them stay home instead of running the streets and acting bad. Biggest majority of them.
What do you think of President Reagan? What do you think of President Reagan?
What I think of President Reagan?
Yes, sir.
He's done a good job. He ain't the whole shoulder. Congress and all of them, they got to help him. If they don't cooperate with him, well, he can't do nothing. Yes, but he's all right. He's helping all the old people and everything all he can. But he, of course, he's helping those foreign countries a whole lot, too.
Well, thank you for your time.
In the teardrop, every star, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quieres de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. Every teardrop that you cry, and if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you, and I'll be there before the next teardrop falls, and I'll be there before.
Operate that body. Amor, mi bella criatura, cómo te quiero. amor. Como te quiero, ángel de amor.
Que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía.